It isn't often that I have to drag Tom Venna kicking and screaming into a break, into a segment, or into a topic, but I think that this is going to be relatively tough because...
What do you got for me?
I know you didn't want to talk about this, but I feel compelled, based on some propaganda...
Poke me with a stick.
...you have received... Talk a little bit about what's going on now with No Porn Northampton. Now, No Porn Northampton, of course, for those of you who haven't been paying attention, is the group that came out specifically to oppose the King Street Porn Shop, which is now, of course, being run by Amazing.net. I don't know. I haven't seen a single person walk in there, but doesn't mean that they haven't had clientele. But in any event, No Porn Northampton was the brainchild of Adam Cohen and Jendy Reiter, who actually made their first radio appearance on the Bill Dwight Show shortly after the porn shop was proposed. Since that time, Adam Cohen's become involved in a number of different causes, the North Street Neighborhood Association being one, opposing a development that would threaten some wetlands out in that area. But the thing he is best known for, I suppose, is dispensing of different kinds of propaganda material. He likes the photocopier, and he will photocopy his entire website, by the way, and say, for example, and send it over. He sent a packet over for you, Tom Venna, and you've been perusing it and doing a slow burn. So please tell me what, in fact, was in that packet of paper that you received from Adam Cohen.
Well, before I do, I just want to say, I have been offended by the fact that he keeps a website, but then uses paper as his major way of communicating with media instead of just directing them to his website. And I said to you, I didn't know that it was going to get me on the air on this, but I said, how is this stuff getting into my mailbox? How is it getting into the building? Why are we doing this? Make him buy a stamp. Make him send it like everybody else in the mail, or he can send an email. But why are we tying up personnel time for him to come in and dump these off? I imagine Billy Dwight gets one too.
I assume.
And then Babs has to put them in our boxes, and then I've got to take it out. And go, oh, the man I was, moreover, I could get a paper cut. It's dangerous. What can I say? I mean, I just totally disagree with Adam Cohen, and I'm sorry, his wife's name is
Jendy Reiter.
Yeah,
Jendy Reiter.
I just disagree. I've been on their site, and I just think that they are, fascist. I guess is too strong a word, but I think they have zero regard for the First Amendment, and they are treating this particular issue of pornography, as far as I'm concerned, in a very reactive way.
Now, let's back up for a second, because the specific issue he has, I think, with you is the advocate in the back of your personals has some ads that I believe he has indicated are could be construed as being pornographic or possibly could be maybe the result of prostitution.
Yeah, he's focusing on the massage escort ads in the back of the Valley Advocate. And as is typical of a guy that, in my view, is fairly self-serving and wants more to bring attention to himself than the issue. Although, look, I mean, it's quite clear that there is some passion, some heartfelt passion for the plight of people, and specifically women, who are exploited by the sex industry. And one would have to be a fool not to acknowledge that there is some percentage, although I'm not sure anybody can put an exact figure to that, of people who are not willing participants in the sex industry but have been in some way inveigled into the system, whether they are people that have been brought over on promises that they would be doing some other kind of work, and then they get over here and there's a financial hardship that basically makes them indentured servants. We know that goes on. But his accusation about the Valley Advocate is one of those things where, as far as I'm concerned, he has never taken the proper never done his due diligence, never taken the proper steps. And fortunately, I mean, what's fortunate, I guess, about this is even though his tactics suck, Aaron Julian, who's the head of the Gazette that just bought the Valley Advocate, and Dohan Allen, who's the publisher of the Valley Advocate, are both very sober-minded individuals with great concern for the issue. Dohan's been concerned about this issue going way, way back. The only thing I hope is that Adam's tactics aren't so irritating and annoying that Aaron and Dohan feel the need to be even more cautious in making the move, lest they feel that they're knuckling under to this guy who is really insensitive, it appears to me, to the issue of First Amendment. And they, you know, what Adam Cohen likes to do is poo-poo the idea that there's a First Amendment issue here. And what he likes to do is toss out examples of cases where newspapers have knuckled under to pressure to abandon particular kinds of advertising. He points frequently to the Orlando Weekly case. But, of course, Adam Cohen being a propagandist, not being a journalist, not being a person that's necessarily interested in presenting all of the facts, presents only the side that the Orlando Weekly reached an agreement with the Metropolitan Bureau of Investigation. How's that? In Florida. How's that? That with which the Weekly had a long-standing feud going back to the 80s. Feud's probably the wrong word. As journalists, they used to make liberal fun of the MBI, as it's known. And the publisher has said that he believes that the attack from the Metropolitan Bureau of Investigation on what they construe as prostitution advertising was merely payback for the journalism that they've done over the years. Adam Cohen's reporting, or what he puts up on his site, has nothing of the other side of that story. Instead, he just weighs in and insists that all massage escort advertising must inherently be prostitution, the exploitation of women, and unlawful. But what I've seen on their sites are things like they don't care if construing these laws in a tighter fashion were to, example, give up the Mapplethorpe type artistic expression. They don't care. As far as they're concerned, because they are white privileged yuppies, they figure everybody in the world is white privileged yuppies and that we can afford to give up some of our artistic freedom if it means making the world a better place. And I think it's naive. I think it's silly. I think it's self-serving. I think they ought to be ashamed of themselves. And I think they ought to go somewhere and do something with all of this energy besides sitting in Northampton carping on local media. And by the way, last point, you know, the Gazette, when it bought the Advocate, also bought a relationship with the Tribune Corporation. That's where the real leverage in this perhaps lies, Adam, and if you did some homework, maybe you'd know that.